I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The man who wrote the book Son of Hamas is now free in the United States. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says Musab Hassan Youssef was in danger of being deported after it was discovered that he had some associations with the terrorist group Hamas. His book describes his story of turning on Hamas and working for Israel. Youssef, a Christian, was granted asylum in the U.S. last week. Mueller is asking Christians to pray persecuted believers will be bold in sharing their faith. And the Liberty Institute has filed a brief in support of the National Day of Prayer. It was filed in the appeals case Freedom from Religion Foundation versus Obama. This comes after Judge Barbara Crabb declared the National Day of Prayer a violation of the First Amendment in April. Kelly Shackelford, president and CEO of the Liberty Institute, called Crabb's ruling an attempt to undo 200 years of U.S. religious freedom history. Pray the ruling will be overturned. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. The 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guides are here. Get yours today at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.